The challenger from Louisville, Kentucky, wearing white trunks with red stripes, weighing 210 and 1/2 pounds, the former Olympic light heavyweight champion, Cassius Clay.
Player hater mode activated. It's time once again for the greatest podcaster of all time, the undisputed king of underground podcasting, the creator of calling into random shows, the innovator of telling total strangers that their podcast sucks, the Muhammad Ali of podcasting, Mr. I don't give a fuck, Mr. I wish a nigger would. It's the one and only Mr. Player Hater.
Yo, dudes and chicks, what's up with you? And welcome to the Player Hater Podcast. And today, it's time to do one of the things that I thoroughly enjoy doing, and that is alienating and entertaining motherfuckers at the same damn time. Yeah, in other words, it's time for the Podcast Critic. This is where I go usually on iTunes and I find new podcasts and especially whack-ass podcasts, and I talk about them throughout the whole damn show. So that's what we got going on today. So let's not waste no time. Let's go ahead and get it cracking, yo.
The first podcast for today is entitled, The Plastic Silverwares Podcast. Yes, I said plastic silverwares. What the fuck are plastic silverwares? Anyway, let's take a listen.
And welcome to episode 8 of the Plastic Silverware Podcast. I'm Greeny, and I'm coming to you from the armpit that is Conneaut, Ohio. Joining me today is Joe. Nick is off today. He is sick. His wife is sick, so he's off. taking care of... Well, he's sick, too, so... But that's on a whole different story. But, what's up, Joe? How you been?
You know, I've just been chilling, reading about some of this stuff going on.
Yeah, definitely some crazy stuff going on in the news today.
So, what do you think about gay marriage being legal in all 50 states?
What do I think? I think love wins. I think that it's fucking awesome. I think that anybody that has a problem with it should go and get their head checked because...
Okay, so first of all, let me say this. There's no such thing as plastic silverwares. Now, unless these niggas are trying to be funny with the title of the podcast and they don't sound clever enough to come up with anything this fucking funny. So unless they're trying to be clever, the title of your shit is just fucked up and wrong from the beginning. There's no such thing as plastic silverwares. Either you can be plastic or you can be silver, but you can't be silver and plastic at the same time. So you can be plastic utensils, so maybe the name of your shit is the Plastic Utensils Podcast. But the Plastic Silverwares Podcast makes no motherfucking sense because plastic is plastic and silverwares is silverwares with your dumbass. And in this too, it's like, niggas, only two of y'all motherfuckers on the podcast. And he's like, tell me how you feel about whatever. And he's like, tell you how I feel? Yeah, tell me how you feel, motherfucker. It's just me and you on this podcast. You know I'm talking to you with your dumbass. And why the fuck are you sounding surprised? Didn't you know I was going to ask you a question once we started recording? That shit right there is dumb as hell. It's like, how do I feel? Yeah, nigga, how do you feel? Anyway, but moving away from that shit, it's like this. I hate when niggas substitute a real word with a curse word, because it's basically buying them time because they don't know what the fuck they want to say. So it's like, I think it's fucking fucked up. Yeah, that's how I feel. And, goddammit. Look, when I hear shit like that, I already know that this nigga don't know what the fuck he wants to say, and whatever he's got to say ain't gonna make sense. I know instantly when a nigga doesn't need to be talking about shit, and these two young, dumbass motherfuckers don't need to be talking about shit that's relevant in the world. Y'all need to stick to talking about bubblegum and cartoons, because y'all two motherfuckers right there are straight up dumb and whack. Let's keep it moving.
Up next we have So Let's Hang Out Podcast. A whole bunch of nothingness from two bland white chicks. Let's check it out.
Hi, you're listening to the So Let's Hang Out podcast. I'm your host, Gina, of SoLet'sHangOut.com, and I'm joined by my lovely co-host and friend, Beth from Tasty Yummies. Hey, Beth.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm excited to talk to you. I feel like we haven't talked in, like, 5 million years.
No, it's been...
But it's probably only been, like, a week.
Know. It feels like 4 weeks, because it's been a busy week plus for me, and I feel like we talked and we did the podcast, and then we got the first episode out, and there's just so much to talk about now.
Now it's episode two, so we're like, I'd say we're professionals at this point.
Mostly, like we can basically do a tutorial on how to do the best podcast ever.
Yeah, don't worry about it. It's going to be completely fine. And I thought for our second podcast, I think that our theme should be second times. So like the second time we've ever done anything.
Wait, my terrible memory and like my lack of ability to even come up with the first times would be just atrocious for second times.
Second times would be so just awful.
Uneventful. Wah, wah.
Just so uneventful. Like, what was your second kiss like? I don't know, like way less embarrassing than my first kiss. What was your second job? I don't know, like a normal job where I didn't wear a Renaissance costume, so I don't know. But we do have a good show lined up, I think.
Hey, look, I really don't have too much to say about this podcast, but I just feel as though it's my responsibility to play the obligatory dumbass white girl podcast clip every time I do the podcast critic. I think it's my obligation to do that shit. But the one thing I will say about the podcast is this. I'm somewhat of a literal dude, and therefore there are lots of things out there that piss me off when I hear people say shit. And I hate exaggerations and I hate hyperbole that doesn't need to be spoken, such as this shit. Oh my God, it feels like I haven't spoken to you in over 5 million years. 5 million years, bitch? Really? 5 million years. How about to help the both of us out? You don't sound like a dumb bitch and say some stupid shit like that. How about you just say, it feels like it's been so long since the last time I've spoken to you. Do not say, it feels like it's been 5 million years. 5 million motherfucking years. Yeah, don't say that because it makes you sound stupid and it pisses me the fuck off. Come on, help a brother out. Just don't say that shit. How about that?
The show continues as we feature the debut episode of the SMS podcast. Three black chicks breaking out into the world of podcasting.
Welcome to episode number one of Short Message Service.
That's SMS with SMS featuring Shayla,
Mo,
and Shoots. Our podcast is three friends discussing the topics that affect our everyday lives. And then at the end of each episode, we will highlight a special moment in Black women history.
Woo! And we are so excited about this show.
Super duper excited.
Yay,
I'm so excited.
That sounded ridiculous. You don't sound excited at all.
That was my excitement.
No, it's terrible.
Anyway, I'm just gonna introduce myself because they hate on my excitement. But I am Shayla, also known as Shay. I was born and raised in Alabama, currently residing in Dallas. Let's see, I love brunch and mimosas and Toni Morrison novels and long walks on the beach and yeah. That's pretty much it.
Okay, hold on. So this is the part of the show where we introduce ourselves. Okay, cool. I'm ready. All right, hold on one second. Hi, my name is Playa Hater. I don't like long walks on the beach. I don't like to read. I can't stand reality shows. I love to fuck white bitches. Black bitches sometimes, but especially white bitches. And, yeah. But yo. It's funny, when brand new shows are starting out, how you sound. I mean, as a matter of fact, do me a favor. I'm pretty sure we got some podcasters listening to this podcast. Go back and listen to when you first started podcasting and how you sounded. And I guarantee you find your shit kind of hilarious. Because I've gone back and I listened and I was like, damn, listen at me. I don't even sound like me. I mean, I sound like me, but I don't really sound like me. I sound like some nigga who's trying too hard. That's the way I sounded way back when. But I mean, I've been into this shit 6 years. Now, right now, I really don't give a fuck. right now, I mean, getting to the point where you don't care that much is a wonderful thing. But when you first start now, you're trying to get listeners and you're trying to appeal to people and you're trying to whatever, just coming off like you're trying way, way too hard. Yeah, I can't stand that shit. I'm glad those days are over. I mean, they're funny to go back and listen to. As a matter of fact, why don't you do that? If you are a podcaster, go back and listen to some of your earlier shit, and I guarantee you, you find that shit straight up hilarious. It's just funny how we try so hard in the beginning, ain't it? It's so funny when we try so hard.
The next show is entitled The Podcast Dude. In this clip, the host is analyzing his speaking voice and speaking habits.
This is something that I've been thinking about a lot since I started podcasting, because I'm not going to say that I don't like my voice, but I've noticed that there are a lot of things that I do while speaking, a lot of habits that I have that aren't good, that I don't like, that I would like to improve. And I know this is something that a lot of people feel, because I hear it a lot. I get emails, people saying, I don't like the way my voice sounds. I think a lot of people don't feel confident about their speaking voice. And this is a vicious cycle that people get into. If you don't feel confident about your voice, you speak timidly. And that makes other people think that you aren't confident, which reinforces your belief that your voice isn't good, and on and on. So you can see how this circle feeds itself, just keeps going. So you have to break out of it. And I think the way to do this is that to realize and understand that it's okay that you aren't a professional speaker yet. No one is born with a natural talent for speaking. Yeah, some people have a voice that for men is maybe a little bit deeper, a little more masculine. That's not something that you can control. That's just genetics. But speaking is something that you're taught, and it is something that you can teach yourself and improve on. So if you care about getting better at speaking, just invest time in learning how to do it better. It's a process. Every time you talk to someone in person or on a podcast, you have a chance to improve and do better than the last time. So it's up to you to take the initiative and look for ways to improve your speech.
Yeah, I totally agree with old dude. Every time you do a podcast, as a podcast, it's your opportunity to improve yourself. Whatever it may be, it can be your speech, it can be the podcast itself. I mean, just as a podcaster, I've said this before, I've improved myself. I mean, I've always been a great dude, but I mean, I think my greatness even has gotten better over the years, because I've improved things that I've done over the years throughout my podcast, honestly. So I agree with him in saying that you can improve yourself. If it's your speech, if it's whatever, yeah, just record yourself, listen to yourself, and if you're the type of person who can apply things to your life in a positive way, then you can definitely change things about yourself. Doing a podcast will make you a better person. Or correction, doing a podcast can make you a better person. I do believe that shit. Now, as far as the voice shit, come on now. It's a shame if you have a weak voice. Ain't too much you can do about that, like your dude said. But if you have a wonderful voice like me, then you don't come across timid. Sometimes you come across too motherfucking cocky. And I think sometimes dudes with soft voices can get away with murder because they make you feel sorry for them. Soft voice niggas get away with murder because they make you feel sorry for them, and the whole pity thing comes into play. Matter of fact, the next podcast coming up is a prime example of that. So let's segue from this shit to Pitiful Dude number one.
And now it's time for the Pitiful Podcast of the Week. This is a podcast that is so sad to listen to that Mr. Player Hater feels the need to organize an intervention. Let the pity party begin.
Today is Friday. What's today? Friday the 26th. I just got off of work. And I got off earlier than usual. Usually I get off around 6, 7, 8 o'clock. But today I got off a couple hours early. So I figured I'd fit in another podcast before the weekend starts. Maybe y'all listen to it over the weekend if y'all bored or something. But yeah, guys, send me an email. There's no topics on Slick Talk Podcast. is whatever you make it, maybe some news or something you heard or something weird that happened to you. But today was a not too bad day for me, regular work day. About the podcast, I've been getting steady listens or downloads or whatever. I check my stats all the time, every day. And as far as the episode I just put up a couple days ago about you know, the recap for Power, I got 15 listens so far. That's excellent in my opinion, you know, because I'm a new podcaster. But I looked it up and it says people in Philadelphia are listening to me, 6%, 53% are listening from Baltimore, my hometown, 13% are listening in New York, and then 26%, the last 26% is Washington, D.C. So I don't know who these people are. I think I might know one or two, three or four people, but...
My man, look, I like the name of your podcast, Slick Talk Podcast. However, it doesn't apply to you. Your shit is more like the Pitiful Talk Podcast. Because Slick Talk is like, yo, some nigga up there with some personality and charisma saying something that's going to draw you in. Your shit sounds very pitiful, like you're there trying to make friends and basically trying to get motherfuckers to feel sorry for you to listen to your podcast. Your shit is depressing. Really, it is. It's like I'm legitimately concerned about you, my man. I am really concerned. Basically, you're breaking down the analytics of 15 downloads. You got 15 motherfucking downloads, and you breaking down the analytics like 13 of them came from here. I think I know who may have downloaded two of them. Nigga, come on, man. 15 downloads? I'm sure you got triple that number of friends on Facebook and Twitter. You can meet 15 people walking down the street. Nigga, your family and friends ain't even supporting you. 15 downloads? Your cousins, aunts, uncles, brother, sister, mother, father, they all ignoring your whack-ass podcast. That's gotta be telling you something. I really legitimately feel sorry for you, dude. I mean, if I were you, I think I'd go up to a high place and maybe jump off. If I were you, I think I'd slip my wrist or commit Harry Carey. Your shit is hella depressing. Matter of fact, look, I think I got a solution for you. I'm going to make a phone call real quick, okay? Just hold on. I'm going to make a phone call real quick. Stand by. Stay right there.
Hello, New Jersey Hope Line. This is Matthew speaking. How can I help you?
I'm Matthew. This is Wade in New Jersey. I had a question for you.
Sure.
I wanted to know what are some of the symptoms of potential suicide. Because I know this dude who does a podcast. I mean, he only got 15 downloads, and he was really, really depressed about it.
Hmm. I mean, generally people talking, you know, saying they don't want to live anymore or anything like that, you know, trying to give away their things, talking about hurting themselves, how much they dislike their lives. Things like that are kind of warning signs. And sometimes when people say, I just want to kill myself or something like that.
Well, let me ask you this. It's like going back to the podcast situation. He's a new podcaster. He's really upset because, as I said, he only received 15 downloads. He really loves his podcast. And he understands he's a new podcaster, but he's hoping that he can get at least maybe 30. I mean, his friends and family, they don't even download his podcast. They don't even support him. And he's really depressed over that. At least it sounds so he is.
Okay. I mean, if it's a new podcast, it's going to take time to catch on. You know, you got to advertise it and get the word out there. You know, if he's really depressed about it, I mean, it may be something to talk to him about and just encourage him.
Yeah, I thought about talking to him about it, but he really sucks as a podcast. That's the thing. So, well, I don't even know what type of encouragement I can give him because the podcast sort of sucks for him.
I mean, maybe it's the subject matter of the podcast, too. Maybe he needs to find something else to do a podcast on or try to change it up a little. I mean, if you can think of ways that he might be able to improve it, maybe try to say that to him. You know, the podcast looks good, but maybe try to do this also. Make it a little more exciting, you know?
Yeah, that's a good suggestion. I think I may tell him that because oftentimes people who are depressed about certain situations, that you can hear it in their voices. Even though he may not recognize the fact that he is upset or depressed, just by him going on his podcast and saying certain things a certain way sort of gives the listener the impression that, yeah, we may need to help this dude out and download his podcast before he kills himself.
Yeah, or maybe even, you know, you know, just yeah, like I said, support him on it. You could always give him our number, you know, so he could always call us if he wanted to, if he wanted to talk, and just ask him if he is depressed about it, and, you know, if he is, like, feeling suicidal or anything like that over it.
Yeah, I just may do that. I appreciate your help.
No problem. You know, good luck with everything, okay?
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. Thanks.
Yep. Take care.
If you are a podcaster and your podcast sucks, don't kill yourself. Just remember that you have options. Option number one is to stop podcasting right away. Option number two is to sell your podcast equipment on eBay. If those options don't help, then pick up the phone and call the Player Hater Hotline. We have player haters standing by to tell you that your podcast sucks. Just pick up the phone and dial 646-755-9844. That's 646-755-9844. Once we are done with you, you won't ever want to podcast again. That's the Player Hater Hotline. We are here to tell you that your podcast sucks. Thank you for tuning into the Player Hater Podcast. You can download all of the latest episodes on iTunes, Podomatic, and Stitcher. Tell 100 people all about the show, and as always, remember to keep your motherfucking hate up.